Idaho's murder mystery solved, maybe? I'm Eben Brown, Fox News. The man police say killed four University of Idaho students inside a home in the town of Moscow, Idaho, last month, is now captured in Scranton, Pennsylvania, roughly 2,500 miles away.
We're told that Brian Koberger was picked up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Not only did he study criminal justice at a school in Pennsylvania, he also is listed as a graduate student on the website of Washington State University, which is just miles away from the scene in Idaho. We know local authorities in Idaho have been investigating this from the beginning, along with the help of the FBI. Also told the U.S. Marshals involved as well. The FBI was involved in this arrest.
Fox's David Spunt. President Biden is still on vacation with the First Lady in the U.S. Virgin Islands, though his administration is growing concerned about what Republicans will be doing once they take control of the U.S. House of Representatives in just a few days.
The White House has spent months staffing up, preparing for an avalanche of subpoenas from House Republicans when they take over. About 200 of them have already been sent, but White House officials are not going to reply to any of those. They're only going to reply to ones they get from now on. And a spokesman for the counsel's office is telling us, as we have over the past 2 years, we intend to work in good faith to provide appropriate information to Congress. But Americans have made clear they expect their leaders in Washington to work together on their top priorities, like lowering costs. That's what the president will focus on. And we hope House Republicans will join him.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. An hour remains of the trading year, and stocks are all expected to finish the year far less valuable than they began in January. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Again, our top story is that police in the town of Moscow, Idaho, say the 22-year-old man they think killed four college students inside a home back in November is now captured and all the way in Pennsylvania. They expect him to be extradited soon. The police department in Moscow, Idaho, is to hold a press conference with reporters next hour. President Biden is issuing pardons.
Six people have received full presidential pardons from President Joe Biden. The list includes a woman from Columbus, Ohio, who was convicted of murder in the second degree for killing her husband while she was pregnant. The White House says the court wouldn't allow expert testimony regarding battered woman syndrome, as she testified she had been abused by her husband. The White House calls it one of the first significant steps toward judicial recognition of battered woman syndrome. Other pardons include five men convicted of alcohol and drug-related charges. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Starbucks says inflation means deflating your morning rituals as they're changing things about their widely loved loyalty programs. Fox's Lillian Wu has the story.
Starting February, the number of reward stars needed to get a basic brewed hot coffee, bakery item, or hot tea is jumping from 50 points to 100. Regulars will need to redeem 200 reward stars for handcrafted beverages like frappuccinos or any hot breakfast items. That's up from 150. And the salad, sandwich, or protein box, which customers can currently swap out 200 stars for, will cost $300 come February. Customers are getting a break, though, when it comes to some things like the packaged coffee beans. A bag will run you 300 stars, down from the current 400. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And I'm Eben Brown. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.